Good morning, and welcome to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour on KKRN Community Radio 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Janie Seeger, and for the next hour, we'll be sharing the good news in song. We're going to kick off the Christmas season today with music that's all about God's perfect plan. He sent to earth the new Messiah, Jesus Christ. His perfect plan was to save mankind from certain death for the sins they committed. The only way he could see to accomplish this was to sacrifice his only begotten Son, the perfect, sinless Lamb of God. The Star of Bethlehem, also known as the Christmas Star, was a beacon that led the wise men to the birthplace of Jesus, where they worshipped him and lavished him with gifts. I'm going to kick off our music journey today with a song from Mark O'Connor's Appalachian Christmas Tour. Here's Beautiful Star of Bethlehem.
Light for those who long have gone.
and Joseph travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Because there was no room at the inn, the baby Jesus was born in a stable and placed in a manger. His humble birth was celebrated by choirs of angels. Here's Selah, Light of the Stables. The birth, ministry, and death of Jesus was nothing short of a God-given miracle. We have a God who loves us so deeply that he would sacrifice his only begotten Son to give us salvation and eternal life with him. Here's Jason Crabb, Miracle in a Manger.
Mary said, look at our baby, all part of God's perfect plan. God's only Son will call you Daddy, and you'll help him become a man. Redeemer of all of creation, asleep between oxen and lamb. It's a miracle in a manger, nothing more sacred, nothing is stranger. Hope for the world, the promised Savior, a miracle there. Thank you. crucified. Someone so precious and holy, born on that first silent night. Mary's arms held all the glory, redemption for all mankind. It's a miracle in a manger, nothing more sacred, nothing is stranger.
Imagine the beautiful resounding melody as choirs of angels relayed the good news to the shepherds in the field. They all gathered in the stable by the manger. Here's Little Big Town, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Over the hills and everywhere, go
It may have been confusing to some that the new Messiah would have such a humble birth. Jesus gave up his godly power to come to earth in the most fragile, vulnerable way. What a miracle. What a blessing. Here's the Man Clan. There's a new kid in town. Carrie Underwood, The First Noel.
Shepherd.
Now here's Aaron Neville, Louisiana Christmas Day.
I'm a family man. I wasn't born to roam. But it seems like every Christmas finds me far from my home. I love singing my song, but it gets me down to hang my stocking in some hotel when the fat man comes to town. But it's all right. It's gonna be okay. Cause this year I'll be home. Come a Louisiana Christmas Day. Oh, 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 mama, I'm gonna find a way. Your little boy's coming on home. Come a Louisiana Christmas Day. Way up in the bayou, though there won't be snow, but my friends all invite me round. Do-do. I'm gonna hop up a plane, or I'll use my phone. But you best believe I'll be around that tree when Christmas morning comes. Oh, oh, it's alright. It's gonna be okay. Your little boy coming on home from a Louisiana Christmas Day. Oh, let the good time roll. They won't talk to me. Your little boy's coming on home from a Louisiana Christmas Day.
Listening to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour on KKRN Community Radio, 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Janie Seeger. In order to keep these programs on the air, KKRN depends on the support of our listeners. If you haven't already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or find that donate button on our safe, secure website at kkrn.org. You can sign up to become a monthly donor there as well. And another way that you can help is by donating your car, truck, boat, or RV to the KKRN cause by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433. We thank you.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, feelings here that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Heard Sir Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time. And now here's Waylon Jennings and Jesse Coulter, Silent Night.
Glorious dream.
right, next up I have Elvis Presley and, through modern technology, Martina McBride singing Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be as handy.
Is when children observe their world in wide-eyed amazement. And we could take a lesson from them. In Luke 18, Jesus blesses the little children. The people brought in infants to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." I'd like to introduce this portion of the show that is just for kids. Today we have a story of the birth of Jesus, followed by a sing-along song for the little ones, Jesus Loves Me. Here's Kids Corner.
God's story, Jesus. So part of God's story, actually the biggest part of God's story, is about how he sent us a rescuer. And it goes like this. Way back in the beginning, God created a perfect world, and he made it exactly the way he wanted. It was full of good things like oceans and mountains and giraffes and jellyfish. There was no sickness or sadness or death, and he made people, Adam and Eve, to live in his perfect world with him forever. People were God's favorite creation. In fact, he called everything he made good, but he called people very good. Then something awful happened. They disobeyed God. And then that's when all the wrong things in the world began. Now, even though people disobeyed God, he loves us more than anything. So God planned a rescue. One day, he would send his son to rescue his family from all the wrong things in the world. That way, we could be close to God again. God's family was so excited about this rescuer. They waited hundreds and hundreds of years. They thought the rescuer would be a mighty king or maybe a powerful warrior. Imagine their surprise when the rescuer was born as a little baby. It was Jesus. It wasn't what they had expected, but it was exactly what God had planned. Jesus was completely human, but also completely God. That means he was perfect and never did anything wrong. He ate and slept and had friends, just like you and me. But he could also do incredible things that only God can do. And when he was all grown up, he was ready to show the whole world that he was God's son. When Jesus was an adult, he started traveling and doing miracles. A miracle is something amazing that can only happen with God's help. And Jesus did lots of miracles. He went to a party and turned water into wine. He fed 5,000 hungry people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He calmed a raging storm by telling it to stop. He walked on water. He healed people everywhere he went. He made blind people see and paralyzed people walk. He touched the sick and made their diseases disappear. He even brought a dead man back to life. And he told people that he could do all of this because he was the Son of God. Jesus didn't just heal people on the outside. He healed them on the inside too. He forgave their sins. That means they didn't have to be punished for their wrong choices. Instead, they could follow Jesus. Some people didn't like what Jesus was doing. They didn't believe he was the Son of God. And even after all the miracles Jesus did, like healing the sick and making blind people see, they still didn't believe him. They actually wanted Jesus to die. And that's exactly what happened. Jesus had to suffer and die on a cross, even though he had never done anything wrong. When Jesus died on the cross, God's family was brokenhearted. The rescuer was gone. They wondered how they would ever be close to God again. But then something incredible happened. Jesus didn't stay dead. He came back to life. He was alive. He is alive. This was God's plan all along. Jesus chose to take the punishment for our sins. He died on the cross so we don't have to. And now anyone can become a part of God's family if we choose to believe that Jesus rescued us. We get to be close to Jesus because he loves us. He loves us when other people don't. He loves us when we feel left out, alone, and hurt. He loves us even when we do wrong things. And this isn't just your ordinary, everyday kind of love. It's the strongest, most powerful, never-ending, never-changing, always and forever kind of love. And no matter what we do or where we go, he will always be with us. And that's the story of Jesus. So in case you missed it, here's the quick version. God made a perfect world. People messed it up. God had a plan to rescue us. It was Jesus. He did miracles and healed people. He showed everyone that he's the Son of God. He died for us, rose from the dead, and forgave our sins. He loves us, and nothing will ever change that. And that's a really great part of God's story.
For the Bible tells me so.
Be sure to tune in again next week for Kids Corner on Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour, KKRN 88.5 FM. Heard Michael McDonald, Christmas on the Bayou. And now here's Reba McEntire, Oh Holy Night.
Oh, Christ was born.
Letters in the sky. I'll be home for Christmas. Wrap up our music journey today with Jingle Bell Rock from Steve Wingfield. But first, I'd like to thank you for joining me on this beautiful Sunday morning. You've been listening to Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour. If you'd like your music played on the show, please go to our website, kkrn.org, and at the bottom of the page, click on My Picture for ways that you can get your songs to me. While you're there, please click on that donate button and give what you can to help support KKRN Community Radio, 88.5 FM. Let's also give a big thanks to the folks that we count on to put these shows on the air and keep this station running like a fine-tuned shofar. Please remember the reason for the season. It's all about God's perfect, divine plan for our salvation. I wish you peace, goodwill, and God's richest blessings. Let Jesus light your path, and you'll never lose your way. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Janie Seeger. Please join me here every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Heaven's Radio Gospel Hour. Now stay tuned for American Roots on KKRN Community Radio.